This is Janine Roan, and it's October 7th. This is the PNB Elections Committee, and I'm going to do roll call for the committee. Bill Crozier.
Here.
Thank you. Susan DeSilva. William Hirwagen. I believe he's here.
Yes,
he just maybe. Terrific. Thank you. Susie Moreno.
Present.
Thank you. Lawrence Reyes. Don Rhodes.
I'm here.
Thank you. Janine Roan is here. Dee Dee Halleck. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs.
I'm here.
Thank you. So we have six of our nine, and I say nine because last week, Mansoor Sabah, Akio Tanaka, and Andrea Turner were asked to check in with Lawrence about their status because they had missed three meetings in a row. So I don't believe they're on the committee anymore. Does anybody have an issue with that? That we have established quorum?
Who was it? Mansoor Aki and who?
Andrea Turner.
Well, did somebody actually get hold of them or just send them an email? Because a lot of people don't. Well,
yeah.
See,
I mean,
that's
Mansoor,
not really confirmation
Mansoor.
That they got it.
Well,
Hello, Lawrence.
So I was just, we did roll call. We have Bill Crozier. We have William Hirwagen. We've got Susie Moreno. We've got you now, Sean Rhodes, Janine Roan, and Vanessa Dixon-Briggs. I was just explaining that Mansoor Sabah, Akio Tanaka, and Andrea Turner last week were informed that they had missed the last last meeting, and to check in with you regarding that status. So,
can't hear you.
And to check in with you, Lawrence, regarding their status. So if they're not on this meeting, I have to assume that they're not on the committee anymore. So we are not needing the quorum. But I will, we don't have a chair pro tem because we're not voting on one yet. I don't know who to really turn to about this. Bill Crozier says that wasn't proper notification, although Mansoor Sabah has never shown up to any of the meetings. So even if Mansoor was taken out, we would have 11 total committee members, and we would have seven present right now. So,
Janine, let's hold off on that for now. You call roll, right? Let's determine who the officers are going to be for this meeting, and then we could have a conversation about membership. So why don't we do that? Why don't we nominate? Are there any nominations for Chair Pro Tem? Okay, hearing none, I will continue because I am willing. Are there any nominations for Secretary Pro Tem? I hear none. Janine, are you willing to remain?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, so let's get into the what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to share with the committee. What I'm going to do is I'm going to personally reach out to Akio Tanaka and Andrea Turner and Mansoor. For some reason, me and him don't get a well along, so I will send him an email. to add some of his intentions to participate in this committee or not. So why don't we just leave it at that? After the PNB meeting tonight, I will send, in fact, I will ask Andrea Turner tonight, because she'll be at the PNB meeting. And then I will send emails and I will copy the committee as well in regards to the composition of membership of this committee to see who wants to participate.
Well,
so I think that would be, I think that would be proper notice.
Bill, can I say something about this?
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
Part of the problem is that, you know, when people aren't sent an agenda, it's not posted online, so they don't get it with the KPFTX automatic notification. You know, the assumption that a lot of people make is that there's nothing important going on. And Eric, we all have other things to do. And then they may not, again, they may not even see the email. So I've heard that from some of the people on my own LSB who are not even on the LSB list. They're not getting stuff sent to our LSB. So I don't think you should assume anything just because they were sent some sort of email.
Bill, I'm not assuming nothing.
Okay.
What I'm trying to determine is a method of communication that is not adversarial, because I know when you assume, we make asses of ourselves, right? So I'm not assuming anything. I'm not assuming interpreting their intentions of participation on this committee. If they did intend to participate in this committee, there were agendas posted and there was sufficient notice before we started meeting a little bit more regularly. So that's all I'm going to say about that. So,
okay, I didn't see an agenda for this meeting again, though. So.
I understand that. But this is a continuation meeting, right? So the previous agenda is still in effect.
Well, okay. The notification doesn't say that, though, either. But okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I apologize for that. Anyway, I appreciate everybody meeting, everybody coming to this committee meeting, because it is extremely important that we make sure that we have a democratic election that is that the spirit of the bylaws are respected, and that compliance is in effect. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Janine, I'm driving. I just got out of my doctor's office, so I'm driving home. Is there anything, Janine, that's carried over? I know there's a motion that's going to be heard tonight. Is there anything else, Janine?
Well, we have, I've just forwarded from Renee the email that she sent as far as the proof of
compliance, right?
Yeah, compliance. So I think that it would be helpful if we did a round of the stations to see what everybody thinks about that. Because it was sent on the 5th, so that was Tuesday. And then the motion, which may need to, and then there's a voter turnout that I forwarded, the updated, well, it's from October 1st. So I believe this is the one that we were looking at last week.
Okay, let's take one thing at a time, Janine. Let's do
okay,
the
the last thing would be the motion as well, how to change it so that it's more timely, because it's got a date that's already passed. So those three things.
Thank you, Janine. So let's do the round robin. Let's go around the circle and provide a report in regards to election information and compliance. Why don't I start off with KPFT, and I go to Woman Nation first. Susie Moreno.
Right. So we don't have our candidates participating in the cards. I've reached out to the people that were coordinating that, and the ones that have their cards out there or being put out, but aired, but the people that haven't turned in their cards, we are not getting any response from them. So I really at a loss. I don't know why. I know they're sending out literature on their own, it seems like. One of the coordinators is Leanna, and the other coordinator is PK. So I know that they're sending out literature and some of the cards that the people that did make cards, those, because I know one of them, Martinez, she made a card, and I think she's the only one from KPFT for the candidates that has. We tried reaching out to Rodrigo, and we haven't heard from him. So,
okay, so, Susie, in regards to the stuff that is on the air, on the actual radio,
the cards, right.
Yeah, the cards or any election information, whether you could reset your ballot and all of that?
The ballots have gone out, and people that I was one of the ones that did not get a ballot, I have received my ballot a while back. And so people that didn't receive a ballot are receiving, have received most of them. The card, like I said, I only heard one, which was Martinez from KPFT. The others, I haven't heard, and I've tried to reach out, like I said, but I haven't got any answers in return. So I'm sorry, you know, I tried contacting them, and I don't get any response.
Well, there's nothing to be sorry about, Susie.
But we are, right, and we are getting information from Renee.
Okay, you're getting information from Renee?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Is she on the air and also communicating to you guys by email and all of that?
She's communicating by email. I haven't heard her on the air, per se, myself.
Okay. Well, that's some progress. That's good.
And I tried reaching out to the local election supervisor, and I didn't hear from him. And I heard he resigned, but I haven't been able to verify that.
Okay.
Which is, I will try again to reach Renee. I called him a few times and did not get a response from him.
Okay, thank you, Susie. I appreciate
your... Janine, to the clarity, for the record, I wanted to just ask if the cards that are being played are now at a full minute, or are they still 30 seconds? Are they still cut down?
I think they're still 30 seconds.
Okay.
That's right.
Right,
okay.
Yes.
And is there a status on any forums?
Well, that's why we're doing the reports, Janine.
Okay. No, I was just trying to keep track of the station.
Okay. Go ahead, Bill. I'll go to you now.
Okay, well, yeah, I have heard several candidates' cards. I haven't been keeping track of how many or which ones. I think there's, yeah, only, you know, I don't know, some fraction of the ones that I'm hearing cards of. Then there are 30 seconds. And, you know, one of the problems also that I didn't think about it when we met, and we talked about this a week or two ago, but when you cut them like that, most people know to put, in fact, they're instructed, I think, put your name at the beginning and at the end. And the cards I'm hearing all have only the name at the beginning. So if you hear, you know, their cart, and it sounds like there's somebody interesting you might want to vote for, you don't, if you don't remember who it was, you know, you're kind of out of luck. But they are 30 seconds. I'm still hearing Renee's carts. I mean, they've been playing for weeks, even before the candidate card started. And it does say, you know, where to go to the, on the website to get information about the elections and to reset your ballot or for ballot request. And I don't think they've talked, I don't think she's mentioned any more lately about, you know, paper ballots, but I think it's too late to request those now. But, you know, that works. I'm disappointed about the carts, but, you know, I don't think it's the end of the world. But I do wish that all of them had them. I don't think it's fair to have only some of them being aired. But I, frankly, I don't think most people go by carts to decide who to vote for because they have so little information in them. And they all sound good. You know, that's always been that case.
Okay, thank you, Bill. I appreciate that. I think that's why a minute card allows the candidate to do an intro of himself and an outro at the end. I know when I ran as a candidate, I've always mentioned my name at the beginning and at the end, because I think that's a way of sort of capturing more voters, right? Okay, that's it for T. Why don't we go to go ahead. Who else?
Susie, I was just going to say, when I was talking to one of the coordinators that has a group of candidates that she had been working with, she just stated that, you know, she's been involved in other elections, and she just feels that because the station is not available, that it's hard for these people to get out there and do the cards on their own. She's volunteered, but no one has approached her, but she feels that that's what it is. It's the COVID and the fact that we don't have a station where people that aren't able to do their cards can go and have someone help them at the station. That's the only, you know, thing that she could tell me. And she says she's tried to reach out to them also. And she says, you know, I don't know what else to do. She says, there's nothing else I can do. You know, I've done. Contact her. She tries to contact them also, all the candidates. So those were the two reasons that she feels that it's been difficult during this election, where before it wasn't as difficult, and I think we had most of the cards. I know when I run, it's difficult for me, but I can always reach my son or Leanna, and they'll help me out. And people at the station have helped me also, so. I don't know. Those were her thoughts to me when I contacted her again today. And that's it. Hello? Hello? Did I lose you?
I hear you.
Okay.
Lawrence, are you still on the line?
Lawrence, okay. Are you muted?
So was that Susie that was just speaking?
Yeah.
That was Nancy. Sorry.
That was Susie.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nancy, do you have any? I know that you, it sounds like you just came on.
Yeah.
So just the two things, well, the three things that we've heard through Bill and Susie are that we think they're still at 30 seconds, the candidate cards, that Renee's cards are playing all the time, and that none of the unrecorded, the candidates that haven't been recorded have been able to be recorded. So those three things are what I'm putting down for KPFT.
And WBAI are 30 seconds, but the other three stations are 1 minute.
Okay. Is there someone from WBAI that wants to comment on more than that?
Yeah, this is William Hairwagon. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're still playing 30-second cards, and as far as I know, the candidates didn't receive any further instructions other than just restrict your card to 1 minute. So. There's not a lot of progress there. Thank you.
Have there been any forums that have been aired?
Yeah, I think we actually had two.
In location?
I think we had two.
Hello, I'm back. I'm sorry, I got knocked off.
And Bella's here.
Okay, what I wanted to say to Susie...
Yes.
When I got knocked off, is that, you know, the pandemic has presented you a double challenge, right, with no studios and then the isolation of the pandemic has not been a good thing for KPFT, and the pandemic has not been a good thing for this election because a lot of us don't have access to the studios. So but let's continue in the circle. I believe the next person in the circle would be WBAI. Anybody from WBAI on the call? I mean,
yeah, William.
Go ahead, William.
While you were gone, I said that we're still hearing the shortened 30-second parts being played, and somebody asked me if we had forums. I think we might have even had two, but at least one. And we didn't have any further instructions on, saying our names at the beginning or ending of cards. And since they've been cut, you can't do them at the beginning and end. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Sean, do you want to report anything from a staff perspective?
From a staff perspective?
Send an email out. Yeah, that's what I said, yeah. I know you did. You were part of that string with the email that Renee, Linda, and Berto sent out about M&A, about compliance. So I don't know if you want to add to that.
There's not much to add to that. I will just add to William's report that, yes, we have had two forms thus far. That was earlier on in the election cycle. Yes, the candidates' carts that are playing are still the shortened ones, the 30-second ones. The schedule that we've been using, is also posted on BAI's website prominently, and there are links to information about, getting a ballot and voter information and how to reset your stuff. And those Renee's carts are still being played as well. And that's where things stand.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Why don't we go to WPFW? Vanessa, you want to report?
Sure. Things are as reported previously, which is it was a 1 minute cart being played four per day until the list of candidates was exhausted, and then seven per day until the election. So to my knowledge, that is happening as I was informed. I have not been able to personally verify that, but I've not heard any complaints. So I have, at this point, I have no reason to believe that it's not happening.
Okay, thank you, Vanessa. I appreciate that. I don't think there's anybody on from KPFA, right? Is Susan DeSilva on? Okay, Janine, I'll go to KPFK, then we'll open it up to the public. Janine?
I actually don't. I don't have an update. I would prefer the public from KPFK were to update us on anything that they've heard.
Okay, that sounds like a plan. I just want to say something right away. I find it glaringly inconsistent for some candidates to have 1 minute cards and other ones to be cut down to 30 seconds. I think that's something that I will bring up tonight at the PNB meeting when the motion comes up. So we'll go to the public now. Hold on one second. Our committee members, do you have any questions for the stations that just reported? Okay, hearing none, we'll open it up.
Bill, did everybody see the voter turnout report that Renee updated, on the 1st,
yeah.
I believe?
Yeah.
Okay. Because some of the elections have already reached quorum. Several of them have not. But
I think the one that's closest is your station at KPFA, right, for staff.
Well, I'm at T. KPFT, both listeners and staff have reached quorum by the 1st.
Oh, okay.
KPFA, I'm just looking at it now, it's 24.9% for staff, so they're probably met it by now. KPFK and A are getting close on listeners for quorum. K has about half of the way to go on staff. WBI and WPFW have a lot further to go.
Yeah, that's what I saw as well. Okay, are there any other comments or questions in regards to the station reports we just heard? Okay, hearing none, let's go to the public now. Who in the public wishes? Okay, Bella, hold on 1 second. So I got Bella. Anyone else from the public?
Well, this is Bill. I have a question. Are we gonna discuss that motion that Janine sent to us again?
Yeah.
Well, shouldn't we do that first?
No, let's do the report from the public in regards to cards, because I think the public might be a little bit more in tune than we are. That's, you know, I'm speaking for myself because I work all day, so I'm not retired yet. So why don't we go to the public in regards to election information? And Bella, if you could report on KPFK, I appreciate it.
Yes. Well, the cards that are being played have been reduced, which is unacceptable. There does not seem to be accountability as to if all the cards are being played. I believe that they're being muscled, manipulated, so that not all the candidates are being heard in an equal equilibrium level. I'm also very concerned that there is no on-air promotion to the signal area as to what is going on with internal elections. And because there is no effort to announce the governance system in Pacifica, this is what continues to hamper the anemic returns of the vote. And I demand that we have an extension for a month, which is what the motion calls for the entire network, as soon as possible. Thank you.
Thank
no
you, Bella.
More forums. No more forums. There have been no more forums.
Okay. Thank you, Bella.
Spanish language one, and we were given very, very little time to express our thoughts. And that was coupled with Spanish translation. So I winded up speaking in Spanish as well, which disenfranchised the English-speaking capacity. Anyway, okay, thanks.
Thank you, Bella. Anyone else from the public?
Yes, Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes. I don't know. I came in late. What is all that?
Somebody's making a lot of noise.
You're not speaking. Could you mute? I came in late, so I don't know what the motion is that Janine is going to present. But I hope that you will. No, I don't like that word, hope. I urge this committee to recommend to the NES or to the PNB, to the IED, to the NES, to allow any cart that is made from now until the very end of this election to be allowed to be played. And those carts should be made, I think, with the urgency and the effort of this committee. Reach out to those people who don't have carts made yet. And I don't know, meet them in a car and hand them a phone or something and tell them how to speak to it and then send it to the NES and the GM and who else, I don't know, many people, many witnesses. Not to stop, but to allow the NES to allow those cards to be played if they can be made. And I think the people on this elections committee should reach out to those candidates. And KPFK has 11 candidates. without a cart, and KPFT has 11 candidates without a cart. KPFA, Berkeley, has 4 listeners without a cart, and BAI has 4 listeners without a cart, and WPFW has 5 listeners without a cart. So altogether, there's 35 listener candidates without carts. And then I heard some people say, well, they don't really care. But I think that's a little bit unfair, because if you're thinking of you're going to go into a building and take your mask off and suffer the consequences of maybe getting COVID or spreading it, that might have hesitated a lot of people from doing that if they were able to go into their station. And then even we have staff who have not made cards. 7 staff at KPFK, 8 staff at KPFT, only 2 have not made cards. Only 2 of the KPFT staff made cards. And then the KPFA 5 staff did not make cards. WBAI 4 staff did not make cards. WPFW didn't have any election. It says 24 staff candidates did not make cards so that their fellow staff could have could see them and hear them and, you know, on the online and be able to make a more informed vote. And I would like to complain about KPFK. You've got one candidate with 2 different carts. And I don't know if that those 2 different carts and 2 different content are being aired, but that why one candidate is allowed to have 2 carts. And then in the situation of WPFW, there is one man, and I forgot his name, but he has 2 identical cards. Somehow they posted 2. But, I mean, that's the same card, same content. But you've got one candidate, and in their speech they say they're the Wikipedia of Pacifica because they have so much experience. And if that candidate has so much experience and calls herself the Wikipedia, how come she's making 2 different cards? Okay. I said enough. Thank you.
I agree.
Jonathan on the stack.
Lawrence, you're muted?
I'm muted because you talked. I was muted because you asked me to mute myself, so I did. I listened. in regards to you know, the disparity in regards to 2 different cards, I think there's that's bordering a fair campaign provision violation. Have you filed a complaint with the NES?
Not yet. I'm bringing it to the committee.
Okay. So in addition to bringing it to the committee, which I will bring up tonight, also file a complaint. Because I don't know which candidate you're talking about. It's my home station.
I would say your name, but I'm not going to do it.
Okay, don't. It's okay. All right. Thank you, Nancy. Jonathan.
Yes. It's totally appropriate to mention this candidate's name, Nancy. So that's the first thing I wanted to say. Secondly, I just wanted to make clear so that everybody is not in fantasy land. This election is absolutely, totally unfair. Many, many ways. And there's no way to make it fair at this point. Not by these means. As I suggested at least 3 election committees ago, the only way to have accurate assessment of the degree candidates are getting on the air during the schedule and in what form, whether it be carts, live broadcast, candidate forums and or pre-recorded debates and listener call-ins, is to have a retroactively updated report going back to the beginning of the election period. And in all 5 signal areas, that report would have to be updated and then submitted to the national board and the executive director, as well as each of the station boards, by the national election supervisor. For some reason, this committee has not saw fit to do exactly that, as I suggested meetings ago. Consequently, we're still getting these fragmented reports. And on top of it, there still seems to be an attitude amongst participants in this committee that this election is going to be made fair. Well, it's not. There's many other reasons why this election is unfair. Number one, the most important one of all, which not one board member has brought to the attention to the executive director or even in committee. I keep raising the issue, and that is the fact that there is no explanation why people have still not received their electronic ballots. They were originally sent out by simplevoting.com. There is no investigation into this. This is evidence of election rigging, flat out. Regardless of where this process is being manifested, whether it's outside of Pacifica and not in Pacifica's control and or simplyvoting.com's control. So to reiterate, this is an unfair election, flat out, and I don't see any intention of the national board members to make it right at this point. All of the efforts that this national board has undertaken at this point has failed up to this point. There's definitely an effort, but nobody is holding Renee's feet to the fire or the general manager's. It's obvious. Thank you.
Bruce,
thank you. Thank you. Is there anyone else to the public? From the public? Bruce. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Bruce.
I would like to go last.
Yeah, I would like to see a bounce report from Simply Voting. In other words, give us an idea of how bad the email lists they were given are. And I think that's appropriate. They have that kind of a report. In other words, I sent 100 emails and, you know, 15 of them bounced for bad emails. So I think we should definitely request an email report from Simply Voting, you know, like bounce rates and so on and so forth. That's it. I'm done.
Bell,
okay. Go ahead, Bella, and then we're going to go back to committee business.
Okay.
Go ahead, Bella.
So I have sent an email to this group, to this committee, regarding Mark Maxwell, who has never been a production director at KPFK, but he is in the small team controlling programming at KPFK, and so he has taken over the job of Matt Perez. And I have written Matt Perez that to please submit, send out the scheduling, the log of the traffic for airing the cards, et cetera. And he never responded. So I was told that he is in and out, and that now Mark Maxwell has taken on this job. Mark Maxwell, the way he explained it is unacceptable. I complained to this committee. I sent his email that he responded to the NES. How, the frequency, how many cards, if any, and for duration, et cetera. Not clear enough and not consistent and not fair. So that's that. And then I wanted to mention that I don't know if Bruce was here at the last meeting. I don't think so. But on September 22nd, and for those who did not hear it, on September 22nd, I was notified by the third party that sent out the email blast, because we, you know, many of us cannot compete with the glossies that two of the candidates send out, candidates late. In that there were 2,686 emails, contacts, membership that were not included in the first round. So when I am an independent candidate, when the few of us sent out our notice to the membership, our email blast, it was at the beginning of the month, and we lost out 2,686 contacts. And so I had to give the order again to have this third party reach out and send out another email blast. All of this is part of the anomalies. These are not anomalies. I keep saying this is a well-crafted, choreographed process to disenfranchise all. Thank you.
Thank you. Committee members, I would advise you not to talk about staff in this committee meeting because there could be a question of liability. In regards to the 2,600 outstanding emails, addresses that were not included in the mailing, if you did contract with a third party entity to send out an email blast, then you are entitled to have that email blast sent out to the addresses that were not included in the email blast that you send out. So I just wanted to let you know that. Okay?
Yes, we know that. Lawrence, I wanted to clarify. Mark Maxwell is in the email thread that the NES sent out. So
that's fine.
Yeah, okay.
That's fine. But as a director and as committee members, as directors and committee members, we cannot get into that. So I'm not going to get into that. And I would advise the committee members and the directors on this call not to get into staff issues. Go ahead, Jeanine.
Well, I guess maybe I'm confused. So is it possible that other people that have done an emailing of their candidacy were also missing those 200 people but didn't know about it?
2,000.
Yeah. Please. You had you added, you contribute very well to this meeting. So let me answer Jeanine's question. Jeanine, the slates that have sent out emails through a third party entity or vendor, right? That's what they call them, vendors. Then the email that was sent out from whatever slate, that email has to be sent out again to those addresses that were not included in the email blast. So just to let you know.
So there was 2,000 names missing on every email.
2,000 plus names.
Okay.
2,000 plus.
2,686.
Bella, please.
Bill for the sec.
Okay. And now, public, hold on, Jeanine. Hold on, Jeanine. To the public, please do not scream out because you are not being recognized. This is committee business right now. Go ahead, Jeanine.
So this was discovered only recently, like within the last week or 2 weeks. Oh, I'm only asking because it'll be part of the report that we would forward. Because if we had quorums and not everyone had received our emails, then that would mean something, right? So was this in the last 10 days or was this in the last
2 weeks? Last 2 weeks, Jeanine.
Okay, so it was discovered 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Is that,
so the email blast, the email blast of candidates that we are supporting, Jeanine, those addresses were included. Just to let you know.
No, I'm not asking. I'm just asking as far as if this is determined to be a full election right now and these people have only had their emails for 10 days or 2 weeks. You know what I mean? That's what I was trying to get at.
Yeah, so I all I can say is that if you have the right to redress those concerns with your vendor for those people who had sent emails out to those vendors, that those emails that were not included in the email blast that was sent out by the slate, then they are entitled to redress and to have another email sent out with that email blast that was sent out by the slate to make you whole. So, there.
Okay, thank you.
Bill.
Okay. By the way, there's still a lot of background noise. It sounds like somebody's driving. And I don't think it's you, Lawrence, because I was hearing it when you weren't talking.
No, it is. I am driving. So, and okay. I have the windows closed, but still.
Okay. Well, I thought I heard it even. I think even when you said you had your phone muted, I was still hearing it. But anyway, well, I was going to say if Pacifica didn't, and I think it's happened on all the stations. I know it's happened on my station too. Those membership lists are always in a big mess. And Renee has mentioned this repeatedly in the last several years. So whenever she's had elections, we had one of the election supervisors a couple of years ago, the national election supervisor who quit because he said they're in such a mess. But, we don't have, they're just not getting straightened out. And people move and change email addresses and they're not getting updated, and probably postal addresses also. But, this is an ongoing problem. But I think, if it's Pacifica's fault because they gave the wrong or gave a list with a bunch of wrong or missing emails to a third party, it's not the third party's fault. So you're probably going to have to pay extra to send it to the – and also they charge based on how many they're sending out. So they're going to probably charge more if you want them to email to the others that were missed the first time. Is that right?
No, that is not right.
Well, excuse me, Bella. Please.
Unless Pacific's going to pay for it.
let me address that, Bill. So, the question of redress, right, is that the National Electric Supervisor has informed those vendors that there were some addresses missing, and that they will have to, on their dime, send out the email blast again with the addresses that were missing. Okay. Any other committee member? All right. Janine, you want to read the motion? I think that's the next thing, right? What's the next thing, Janine? I'm sorry. I should ask you.
Hold on just a moment. I'm just going to change. Okay. The thing is, this has been forwarded. This is the motion, a modification of the motion that was forwarded, I believe, on the 25th. And it didn't get addressed last week. So now we updated it last week, and now we are, I don't know, maybe take a look at it again because we didn't know about this vendor, the additional names, but I can read it now. Whereas the ongoing elections for listener and staff delegates at all five stations began and have continued without adequate information for members regarding candidates and issues, a flaw that is manifest in the low turnout of members who have voted at most stations with only about 2 weeks of the total 9 weeks of balloting remaining. Whereas, in addition to the lack of effective informational cards, this anemic turnout across the network being disenfranchising, there is also a deep concern and specific sightings from governing members within the network that not all membership has received their ballots. Whereas the NES has admitted to the Elections Committee that she does not have the clout to ensure her directives are followed at the stations, we had resolved that the voting be immediately extended at all five stations and that a joint meeting be convened for both the PNB and the Elections Committee to include the NES and IEG and scheduled by 9:30-21 to ensure that all five stations can record and air full candidate cards and forums to run for 30 days in entirety in full rotation, and that direct outreach to the membership is conducted to inform of the election and confirm ballot receipt, so that the process can be compliant with the bylaws. And be it further resolved that for the scheduled listener and staff delegate elections next year, no ballots are distributed until adequate and bylaws mandated candidate statements and forms have first started to run prior to ballots going up and continue running during the voting period.
Okay, so from understanding, there's a modification on the date that has to be made, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so what day would that be?
There would be two things regarding dates. We could say today, which is October 7th. Instead of the 30th of September, because that's already passed, it kind of invalidates the request. And then another thing, I'm not sure if we still have you.
I'm still here. I'm still here. Sorry.
Great. The other thing to consider is saying that with only 1 week out of the total 9 weeks of balloting remaining, because we now are pretty much at 1 week. And then if we need to put anything in about a whereas the entire membership list were not forwarded in a timely manner to the third parties doing email distributions or whatever, we could make a comment like that.
Okay. This is open to the committee first, Bella.
Okay.
So what date are you proposing for the modification, Janine?
I'm proposing for the joint meeting to be the joint meeting is to be scheduled by today's date, meaning that at the PNB meeting tonight, there would be a decision made on when this joint meeting would happen to ensure that candidate cards that everything gets straightened out, basically.
Okay. Committee, it's open for discussion.
Bill for the stack.
Go ahead, Bill.
Okay, well, as I mentioned last week, even if you change that meeting date, the bylaws restrict how long the voting can be extended for. And by the way, since, we met and discussed this earlier, some of the elections have already reached quorum. Some of those probably will without doing anything in the next week. But, they all need to be pushed, more publicity. The bylaws, it's the section on delegate on the election timeline. It's Article 4, Section 5. Normally, the election close date is September 30th, and the NES can only extend it for up to 4 more weeks after that and to reach quorum. And so the NES doesn't have the authority under the bylaws to extend it for another 30 days from now or whenever this is passed. So the most she could extend it, and she doesn't need to extend it for the stations that reach quorum by next week, by October 15th or whenever the deadline is, but she could extend it for the others up to 4 weeks after September 30th, whatever that is, sometime in the last week of October. And that's happened before, and what happens is sometimes the stations just don't reach quorum. It's happened repeatedly at WPFW, for example, in which case the election's nullified for that particular station. The other elections are okay, but the ones that don't reach quorum, just it's like the election didn't happen.
Janine,
so we can't violate the bylaws with a motion.
Jonathan, on the stack, please.
Hold on, Jonathan. This is committee first.
Bill, the citation that you sent stays up for 30 days. It doesn't say 4 weeks. So I just wanted to correct you on that.
No, okay. Let me read it for you. This is Article 4, Section 5. Normally, the election close date is September 30th. September 30th, not October, but September 30th. And Renee's already extended that to October 15th or whatever the date is, maybe 16th or something. But then in that second paragraph, it says, let's see, where is it? The election close date shall be extended by up to 4 additional weeks until closed by the National Election Supervisor. So that's, you know, I don't see how she could extend it without violating the bylaws more than 4 weeks after September 30th.
Well, this whole election has been a violation of the bylaws. So in regards to, there has been no extension that was provided by the National Election Supervisor. We were caught in two referendums. One referendum that we just finished with. So there has been no extension, as far as I know, by the National Election Supervisor to extend it for that. Okay.
Well, she built in an extra 2-week extension when she announced that they would have a 2-month voting period instead of a month and a half like it normally is. So that used up 2 of the extra 4 weeks already.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Committee, who else?
This is Janine to the staff.
Go ahead, Janine.
Well, I'm reviewing that portion of the bylaws, and I'm not finding it right away, but I do know at some point it says that any issue with carrying out the election can be remedied. However, the NESC fit. I'm just not finding what section it's in. I'm doing my best, but I don't think that should be. I mean, that's the whole reason we're remedying a situation. We're remedying an unfair process. It's having quorum, and it doesn't matter if not everyone has been alerted to the election and informed how to vote and given a ballot. So all of that gets thrown out the window in theory. So this is a way to remedy as best we can the situation. And maybe that's a word that we put into this motion now. I'm trying to first find it in the articles, and so I'll let someone else speak while I look for that.
I can read it.
Anyone want the floor? Is that you, Susie? You want to read it? Hold on. No, Nancy. This is committee business right now. Does anyone else from the committee want to speak? If not, I'll go to the public. Go ahead, public. Nancy.
Bruce, okay. Bruce back.
Nancy, no, then Bruce, then Bella.
Jonathan is on the stack.
Okay. I'm going to recognize Nancy, then I'm going to go to John, then I'm going to go to Bella, then I'm going to go to Bruce. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yes, in Article 4, Delegates, Section 6, Fair Campaign Provisions, the bottom 6 lines, it says, in the event of any violation of these provisions for fair campaigning, and, you know, we know lots of violations have happened, the local election supervisor and the national election supervisor shall determine in good faith at their sole discretion an appropriate remedy. Okay. I think that's she can make an appropriate remedy, because, you know, what Bill is saying, well, she can't do this, she can't do that. Yes, she can. This is so many violations to the fair campaign provisions.
Nancy, read the rest of that sentence, because you're leaving out some important stuff.
Okay, yeah. Up to, that means not only, but up to and including the disqualification of candidates and or suspension from the air of the offending staff person, paid or unpaid, for the remainder of the elections period. So up to even doing that, taking the manager off for not playing cards. An appropriate remedy the NES has in their power, her power, to do. Thank you.
Thank you. Jonathan. Jonathan, unmute.
I'm sorry. Bill's statement that we are... That in the past we've had many elections or a few elections where certain signal areas did not reach quorum within the time period. The reason they didn't is exactly the same reason they're not reaching quorum now. That is an unfair election. Not enough awareness of the listeners is being facilitated by the general managers and the station staff and the National Election Supervisor, and the Local Election Supervisor. But regardless of who has the authority, in this case, what goes on the air is the authority of the General Manager. However, according to the bylaws, the NES has the power to supersede his or her authority in that regard and mandate air access to the air. Most of the listeners, I would bet you, whatever listeners are left at KPFK, are still not even aware that there's an election, especially those who never receive their email ballots, even though they have bona fide, that is, confirmed membership in the data that was supplied to simplevoting.com. That issue alone means that the election has been rigged by somebody or something. For some reason, the National Board and the Executive Director continue to want to overlook. This has been the case. This was the case during the PRP referendum, bylaws referendum. This was also the case during the New Day referendum. And it was also the case for this local station board election. So that alone would be enough to warrant actually a cessation of this election and finally figuring out why people are not receiving their ballots. So again, the issue is that people are not aware. The listener members are not aware. Most of them, many of them, are not even aware that we're having an election, let alone who to vote for. So, I mean, that's the number one thing that has to be addressed. So the carts to announce that there's an election, that should have been the first thing that went out in rotation, in saturation, in all five signal areas. Guess what, folks? It didn't. Hence, the election is fair. Period. No argument. No discussion. By the way, Nancy, you better mention who this candidate was at KPFK for the record.
Okay, Jonathan, that's completely her choice.
Do not interrupt me. That's a public matter.
You're running out of time. Go ahead and finish up.
Matter, Lawrence. That's a public matter. The cards have already been broadcast on the air. There is no reason that person's name should be confidential. It's a matter of public record already. There's no reason why Nancy should feel intimidated to actually mention that candidate's name. It doesn't matter who they are.
Okay, thank you.
Hello.
Next one on the stack is Bella. Hello?
Okay. I would like the person that continuously makes this noise to mute. I agree that this name must be known. This name has to be known to this committee. And so Nancy should be forthcoming with that. I know she's being intimidated not to. I want to specify what Janine was trying to point out earlier, is that I brought this to her attention also outside of this committee at the time when it happened on September 22nd. But, you know, we all have lives. We get busy. She does not remember. I even sent out an email about it, that 2,686 emails were not included in the initial run submitted. And the vendors did send the second round for free, but that was on their dime. So how they are going to be compensated is another matter. I did not have to pay again. Okay, the other thing is, because of that, those members, one very long-time member of KPFK called me and said, hey, Bella, I did not receive your mailer, your email blast. I said, how can that be? You have been a member of KPFK for, what, over 30 years? And because of that, I did some investigation, and that's how I found out that over 2,686 emails, people, members were left out for KPFK. So this is very serious. That is a good chunk of contacts left out. So because of that, also augments to the harm, because these people, first of all, have had no on-air announcement. They may also, many of them, suffer the digital divide for all the reasons that we know are vital. These people may not have received or may not be able to vote, receiving their ballots way so late. So all of this needs to be incorporated into the motion. Thank you.
Thank you. I believe I have Bruce, and I just want to let the committee know that there's three directors on this committee that are active members of this committee, and we have a 5:30 meeting, and I like to be able, I am diabetic, so I have to eat. I would like to be able to go eat and get some libations before the meeting. So I'll go ahead, Bruce, then we're going to go back to the motion. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yeah, I just want to provide some anecdotal evidence that I sent to Janine. David Rothenberg in New York, who has a very popular Saturday morning show, and he's got an older audience, but it's a large and active audience. He was on air, and he said he's gotten a lot of calls from his listeners saying that they haven't got their ballots. Now, these are mostly people who are older flip phone people. They don't use email, and he said he had trouble getting his ballot as well. Secondly, I want to suggest that that we propose, give me a list of 100 members from every station and their phone numbers, and I'm going to call them and do a survey of the users. Did you know about the election? Did you hear about it? Did you get your ballot? And I think, you know, given the shape of the email lists and the rest of it, you know, I think we should do that. And thirdly, I'd like to know where they found these 2,600 emails. That's it. I'm done.
Janine to the staff.
Hold on, Janine, because I'm gonna say this. The public stack is closed. And what we have in front of us is simply a modification as to the date as to when the meeting is going to be called, because this motion has already been, it's on the agenda of the PMB as it was sent. And so the only thing that needs to be added is the date. The rest of the points that have been made, I will use them in motivating the motion tonight. That's my ruling. Go ahead, Janine.
I just wanted to say that something that I mentioned in our fundraising committee is that there is now a phone banking software that's been brought into KPFK LSB, and it has the capability of robo-dialing with a voicemail every member in the system. And in theory...
Janine, hold on, Janine, because that would not be in order, because you have made this a resource to the station, and we, as candidates, we cannot use station resources. So one thing has nothing to do with the other.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is this is just good to keep in our minds as we go to the PNB and say that they need to do direct outreach to the membership, because it's not an expensive thing for them to do, to take an extra step to robo-dial the membership and ask if they know what's going on and have a nice recorded message for people, because they may not check their emails could have changed, all of that. So anyway, I just wanted to make sure I mentioned that.
Okay, thank you for mentioning that. Okay, so let's go back to the motion, because that is what's in front of us. Going back to the motion in regards to providing a date that the PNB and the Elections Committee could have the joint meeting. So that's what's on the table. So, Janine, do you have a date?
The date is 10/7/21, but I also thought that we needed to add how some people haven't, I have over 15% of KPFK membership was not included in the email contacts given for candidate emailing.
First round.
Excuse me, Bella, be quiet. I'm almost tempted to say that is out of order, because we already have a motion that has been sent to the PNB, and that changes the whole nature of the motion, that addition. So,
right.
I could use that as a point, when I'm motivating my motion, I can include those points. But at this point, that would change the nature of the motion. And we already voted on the motion. The only thing we're doing is adding a new date, Janine. That's all.
Okay. I mean, it's fine, but it's information we didn't have when we made until this meeting. That's all. I mean,
there's a lot of information we didn't have, but to keep adding information after we had an agreement is, I think that's not in order. So, anyway. And let me just say this. In regards to a member's right to free speech, it's the way that member chooses to exercise that right. It is not the right of anybody here to try to get a member to compromise her free speech rights. That is not what Pacifica is about. If the matter that was mentioned is a matter of public record, then why don't the hell you have it? Okay. So let's go to the motion, please.
Okay. So we're going to vote on the motion. It is the one that is in everyone's email. There's only two modifications. It would be that, in the first whereas, at the end, it says about 1 week instead of 2 weeks. And then in the first resolve, it would have 10/7/21 instead of 9/30/21. So if everyone's okay with that, can we take a vote?
Let's go to the vote. Let's go to the vote, unless you want to repeat it for the public and for the stream, Janine.
Well, I did. It's an exactly as I said it. I mean, it's a long motion.
No, just the modification part, please.
All right. Well, that's two paragraphs. So whereas the ongoing elections for listener and staff delegates at all five stations began and have continued without adequate information for members regarding the candidates and issues.
That's the whole motion, Janine. Please go to the dates of the modification.
I know.
Don't read the whole motion.
It's the
okay.
Who have voted at most stations with only about 1 week of the total 9 weeks of balloting remaining. And then it would go to the first resolve. Be it resolved that the voting be immediately extended at all five stations and that a joint meeting be convened for both the PNB and the Elections Committee to include the NES and IEG and scheduled by 10/7/21 to ensure that all five stations can record and air full candidate cards, et cetera. So those are the two areas that have changed since the one I forwarded at the beginning of the meeting.
Thank you. Please call me to go to the vote.
Okay, thank you. Bill Crozier?
I'm sorry, we're just voting on this amendment, the date changing?
Yes.
I mean, I'm still opposed to the whole motion, but I mean, that's okay with me. I'm not rejecting. I'll just abstain on changing the dates.
Okay, so you're an abstain?
Yeah.
Okay, William Herwagen?
Yes.
Thank you. Susie Moreno?
Yes.
Thank you. Sean Rhodes?
Yes, on the amendments.
Thank you. Janine Roan is a yes. Then we have Dee Dee Halleck. She's joined us. And Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Abstain.
Okay, so we have, out of six, we have two abstains and four yeses. Do you want to vote, Lauren?
I'll vote yes.
Okay, great. So I'll forward this, and I will go ahead and make another meeting for next week. It would be 1 day left of voting, but I figure it's better to make the meeting. I just wanted to slip that in there before we adjourn.
That's fine. And please post an agenda if you can.
Okay.
All right, so... the next meeting will be next week, Thursday at 3 o'clock again, Pacific time, 6 o'clock Eastern time.
Why not just have it whenever this joint meeting is going to be?
Okay, well, that's what I'll find out, and I'll make sure to let Janine know. You could also stream the meeting tonight and find out. This is going to be a... as my Yiddish is, it is what it is. It's going to be a schlep, put it that way. Okay, so I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved, William.
Thank you, William. No second is needed in committee. Are there any objections? Okay, we are adjourned. Thank you, people. Thank you,
public. Lauren, before you go, this is Bella. Lauren?
Yeah, go ahead, Bella.
Yes. When you explain to the PMB, make sure that you say, you explain that the initial list that was the first round of emails submitted were incomplete and that the second half of that came in at about September 21st or 22nd, the 2,686.
Okay.
For
thank you,
PMA.
Bella.
I don't know how many for the other stations.
Thank you, Bella.
Bella,
I will do
email
that.
If
you can email me or text
that.
Me the information.
I'll text you.
Text is even better. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bella.
Thank
good night,
you,
people.
Everybody. Thank you, Janine. Thank you, Lauren. Thank you, Nancy. everybody.
Thank you.
We are adjourned.
And I'm not intimidated. I just don't want to give her an excuse. I want her disqualified.